In CI News this week, a human rights lawyer denounces plans for a new conversion therapy law in Northern Ireland. Experts warn that Holyrood's assisted suicide bill could face a lengthy legal battle. And a toddler is suspended from nursery over accusations of homophobia and transphobia. Hello and welcome to CI News on the 4th of April. I'm Joanna Tim. A leading human rights lawyer has warned that a new conversion therapy law in Northern Ireland could result in parents being imprisoned for stopping their children from changing gender. Under Alliance MLA Owen Tennyson's proposed members' bill, parents and church leaders could face unlimited fines and up to 7 years in prison for being involved in so-called conversion practices. But in a 70-page critique for the Christian Institute, Aidan O'Neill KC advised that the plans are beyond Stormont's powers due to their disproportionate intrusion into the home, freedom of religion and expression. In fact, he said the bill would create a law which is ill thought out, confused and confusing, and fundamentally illiberal in intent and effect. The Institute's NI policy officer James Kennedy warned that it will seek to legally challenge the bill if it becomes law. Ordinary mums and dads will face criminalisation for helping their children to be comfortable in their own skin rather than seeking lifelong medicalisation and so-called transition for them. This is truly outrageous. Verbal and physical abuse is already illegal. Now one of the UK's top lawyers has confirmed there is no gap in the law that needs to be filled. Academics have warned that Lib Dem MSP Liam MacArthur should expect a lengthy legal battle over his assisted suicide proposals. Constitutional law specialist Dr. Michael Foran and medical law experts Dr. Mary Neal and Dr. Murray Earle contend that MacArthur's bill presents a considerable potential for conflict. The academics are persuaded that particular provisions of the bill, to authorise the use of legal drugs and to determine whether to allow medics to conscientiously object to assisted suicide, exceed the powers of Holyrood to legislate. In fact, as the primary purpose of MacArthur's plans relates to regulating the health professions, which is not a devolved power, they concluded that the whole bill falls outside Holyrood's powers. Consequently, they predicted it faces a long and contentious road ahead, not only because of the hugely controversial issue of assisted dying itself, but also due to the divisive constitutional questions of devolved versus reserved powers. The Equality and Human Rights Commission has warned peers that plans to protect employees from harassment could impose excessive limitations on debate. Under Clause 20 of the Employment Rights Bill currently progressing through the House of Lords, employers would be required to take all reasonable steps to protect their employees from harassment of any kind. The Equality Watchdog raised concerns that an employee could be considered a victim of an overheard conversation they deemed offensive. Baroness Bray of Colne told the House of Lords that Clause 20 could have a chilling effect on free speech.
I'm deeply concerned about Clause 20 in the bill and its potentially chilling effect on free speech. Pubs, shops and other customer-facing businesses may be forced to limit what can be said by customers on their premises to avoid offending staff working there. This includes overheard, not just direct conversations. Issues like religion, age, race, or perhaps a woman defending women's sex-based rights, plus a myriad of other subjects, could all be banned, because employers will need to prove they have taken all reasonable steps to prevent what would be seen as harassment by third parties or otherwise be held liable. The Equality and Human Rights Commission has already expressed its misgivings, so I believe should we all, loudly.
And finally, a toddler has been suspended from nursery over accusations of transphobia and homophobia. The Department for Education revealed that between 2022 and 2023, a 3 or 4-year-old child was suspended for abuse against sexual orientation and gender identity. A further 93 pupils at state primary schools across England were suspended or permanently excluded for the same reason, including 10 children from year one. Commenting on the case, a spokesman for the Prime Minister said he would not support those sorts of measures. Helen Joyce of women's group Sex Matters remarked that Every once in a while, the extremes of gender ideology throw up a story that seems too crazy to believe. Teachers and school leaders involved in this insanity should be ashamed of themselves for projecting adult concepts and beliefs onto such young children. To explore these stories and much more, visit our website christian.org.uk and be sure to subscribe and follow us across our social media channels. Thank you for watching. Have a blessed weekend.